What's up? It's Mikey V on Jammin'. Let's find out what's brewing in our celebrity report. Whose grandma is the oldest artist ever on the Hot 100 list?
Good morning.
What's brewing on Jammin' 100.1?
Get up! All right, so it's a busy one out there today. Richard Simmons made the list, alarming some people with a Facebook post about how we're all dying and we have to live our best lives. People thought he meant that he was dying, and he apologized for the confusion. So Richard Simmons is not dying. All right, we're going to make that clear. Now, Elon Musk and Rupert Murdoch were supposed to get an award named after Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but Barbra Streisand publicly stated RBG wouldn't approve, and now they're not getting it, all because one person made a public statement about not agreeing with them. All right, so if you love reality shows, Mr. Beast is creating the biggest reality competition series in TV history called Beast Games. 1,000 contestants will be competing for $5 million. It'll be on Prime Video, but a release date hasn't been announced yet. This guy always goes big or goes home, so it's definitely going to be an awesome show. There was a team of researchers that made the list today, recorded an earthquake-like tremor. You ready for this? At Taylor Swift's show in L.A. last August, her performance of Shake It Off registered the highest magnitude with a 1.79. How wild is Taylor Swift's shows hitting earthquake magnitude numbers that these researchers are like, what is going on here? All right, so whose grandma is the oldest artist ever on the Hot 100? Ariana Grande's grandma, Marjorie, just set a new record on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming the oldest ever to appear on the list. Dating back to 1958, Nona is 98 years old. Ariana had recorded her grandmother on her phone giving relationship advice, then used the audio in the song Ordinary Things when it debuted at number 55 on the chart. That's what it sounds like.
Never go to bed without kissing goodnight. It's the worst thing to do. Don't ever, ever do that. And if you can't, and if you don't feel comfortable doing it, you're in the wrong place. Get out.
How adorable, right? That's so nice when you hear things like that. Now, Jack Black and Tenacious D recorded a cover of Britney Spears' Baby One More Time for the Kung Fu Panda 4 soundtrack. We played it a little while ago, but he said he reached out to her and hopes she likes it.
I sent a message to her through our managements, and I told her how much of a fan I was of her and of the track, and that we were proud of our cover, and I hope she likes it too. And I heard that she read my email, and she said, thank you. But I met her face to face.
And then he also said he would love to sing or even tour with Britney.
I hope to collab with her in person someday. That would be cool. It'd be cool to have a live performance, Britney and Tenacious D. We'd have to play some bigger venues. Look out, Taylor Swifties.
I love Jack Black. Now, who is Jack's dream to be on a record with? Beyonce.
I don't know. I'd love to do some Beyonce. If we're going to be talking about rad pop hits, I love that song, Halo. That'd make a good banger, I think.
Give her some.
Oh, you want me to rock right now?
Yeah.
You're everything I need more. It's written all over your face. Baby, I can see your halo. It's written all over your face. That ain't it.
I love Jack Black. That's what's brewing here on Jammin'. It's Mikey V. Good morning.